Welcome back to another episode of Young Black and Bothered Podcast. I'm Greg. That's Q. That's Chrissy. I guess Chris will be on later. Iris will be on. And Shay, we'll see when Shay gets back. But either way, we're here. We pretty much took the entire month of December off because, honestly, a lot of shit has been in the works. We might as well just start with shooting the shit. So, Chrissy, how have you been first and foremost?
I've been well. I got to come home and see my baby. It's been 2 weeks with my little person. And now I'm back. We're working in the hospital, in the clinics and stuff. So I'm wiping ass every day. So say your grandmama to me. I got you. I mean, not your grandmama. Lord. Yeah, you know. Everybody can
say
that.
Her ass would do what she like you. So there's that. And what about you, Q? What you got going on, my friend?
Happy New Year to everybody. This has been gone for like forever.
Yeah, I forgot about that shit too.
Yes. If you listen to Young Black and Bothered, either live here on stereo or the recording after we post it, we will be going live tomorrow. We didn't come back yesterday because both Greg and I needed some liquid courage to get over the craziness that we both have going on at work. Him, the beginning of a new job, me wanting to move on from my current position, even though I just got the current position 6 months ago. But it's been a whole lot of craziness and bullshit.
Facts.
So that is the update that we have on in terms of the sports desk. Me personally, things have been going semi-well outside of work, things have been going pretty well. This weekend, I'm going down to see my kids that I haven't seen because they live 436 miles away. So I haven't seen them since May. They don't know that I'm coming. So it's a complete surprise to them. This is complete surprise. They will know when I show up at the door sometime Friday evening or at the delayed birthday party that we're having for the twins on Saturday. So don't tell them.
Oh, Lord.
Don't tell them. But then again, I have to really say that now because all three of them have cell phones now. All three of them have cell phones now. I don't know if they know anything about podcasts yet. I hope not. I'm super excited. Super excited to be back around my babies. Those of you who have kids, and if you're away from them from any moment of time, whether it's a couple of hours, you know, that the time that you're at work, or if you live far away from them, or you know, have to work, you know, for work or whatever reason, you want to be around your babies, and it just. Yeah. And it brings you great joy when you're able to see them again. So I'm going to have that moment this weekend and just soak up. So the oldest, Aaliyah, will be 12 in March. Jesus Christ. She had her first recital, her first concert last week. She plays the cello. It just costed me a whole lot of money to rent. why she had to pick the most expensive instrument to play, I would never understand, but kids. She had her first concert. She was incredible in it. Her first thing was after her uncle texted me the video. Texted me a video of her playing, And she was like, and, you know, of course, I was effusive with my praise. Like, you was incredible. You was incredible, honey. And she was like, I couldn't hear myself play. It was so loud. But I thought I did very well. I'm like, you did very well, sweetheart. And the twins are now nine. Like I said, they both got cell phones for their birthday presents. As part of their birthday presents. And the minute my son got his phone, he called me. He was like, Daddy, I'm going to call you. I can call you from my phone now because I have my own phone. You don't have to call Aaliyah's phone to talk to me. I can call you and text you from my phone. And I said, okay, son. And then he was like, I'm going to call and text you tomorrow. Did he call and text me tomorrow? No. No. So we got some work to do with him on that note, but things are going great. I'm healthy. I haven't been sentenced to a permanent dirt nap. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. And yeah, that's about it. Oh yeah, and fuck corporate. I know it's not unpopular opinions right now, but I have an unpopular opinion. Fuck corporations.
Absolutely. God, I guess you got to get to me. So I try not to talk a lot because we already got to talk a lot during the show. We got a full docket, completely full docket. But let me just say this: got a new job. Put in my 2-week notice, December 9th. Woo! Well, my 3-week notice, December 19th. Very excited. Something I've always wanted to do. Everybody was like, Greg, like, yeah, that's the job that you need to take. I took a job basically at a creative agency as their social media manager. Very excited about it. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm probably the most antisocial person you'll meet because I hate everybody and I don't really like fuck with a lot of stuff, but I use social media probably more than everybody else. So that being said, I got this job. I started it on Monday. My last day at my firm was on, I want to say that was what, Friday. And my boss previously, I guess, at the firm, left me a voicemail that was completely incoherent because he's on vacation in Ethiopia for like 8 weeks. So I'm assuming either he missed me or not because it's like, okay, why are you calling me? I don't even work there no more. Then my other coworkers are like, oh, your presence was felt. Like, you know, we miss you already. I was like, yeah, they should have paid me. Basically, I left the job. That's how I pretty much feel about it. Like, I missed them too, but not enough to not take this job. You know what I mean? So basically, this job is everything that white people don't want us to have, in my personal opinion. I got them to pay me 30% more than what I'm currently getting paid. So this is that. I get unlimited PTO. I get to come into the office whenever I want. So I pick just like Tuesday and Thursday. Now I could have just picked Tuesday, but I'm like, Tuesday and Thursday is fine. Pretty much like we have meetings, like these video conferences, which make up the bulk of the day, which is cool. I'm one of those type of people where I don't like being on video camera like all day, like in meetings and stuff. But luckily I'm not like the focal point of it. Like I'll speak when I need to speak and then everybody else kind of like talks their shit while I'm just like staring at them being who they are, which is dope. The job pays for my medical benefits, so I don't have to come out of pocket for that, which is a good thing. Because I was paying roughly like $400 a month in, you know, like each, well, not each check, but like in a total, you know, totality of a month, about $400 for the baby and I to have medical coverage. So now the baby's on her mom's insurance because it would have still cost me like $200 a month. But I was like, you know what? This job is giving me full coverage. I'll take it. And it's a good coverage. It's a Blue Cross Blue Shield. Really happy about that shit. But most importantly, like they gave me a monitor to use at home, even though I already had one. But I was like, nah, I'll take the free monitor. And they gave me a 2022 MacBook Pro 16-inch. And it doesn't have spyware and shit on it. It doesn't have like, you know, preloaded software just so they can see what we're doing or whatever. Very happy about that. I'm supposed to get an office space. That was kind of like in the contract, like we were supposed to get office space, but they got a new office like back in May. Basically, my firm, well, not, I'm sorry, not my firm, because I'm thinking you know, about the old job, but my current job at the creative agency, everybody has like an office. You can have like your own individuality and stuff like that. They turned the office that we're supposed to have into guest offices until they figure out the rest of the space. So I'm currently sitting in like an open spot, which is cool. But I guess they realized today, they like, yeah, this kind of looked weird. So let's go and like try to expedite that, which is a good thing. We're in a really secure building because obviously, you know, like a lot of these companies now, they are, what you call like renovating their spaces or they're giving out their spaces. So my job, this shit's so fucking high tech that when I go into work in the, like in the morning, I just literally, today I brought my laptop. I had it in my backpack and I just carried it in like that. Also, which I thought was really nifty, is working with people who are kind of like, not tech savvy, but like creatives. They don't want to be in the fucking office that much. I shit you not, my boss told me today, she was like, yeah, I'm going to leave at 3 because my kid has a basketball game. She was like, I do this quite often. She was like, I think you should do the same thing. Then she messaged me. She was like, you still in the office? She was like, most of us usually try to get up out of there by 4 because of the traffic and stuff like that. I left at like 4:50 and I was like, yeah, from now on, I'm going to start doing what y'all do. Whenever y'all say y'all leaving, I'm about to be 20 minutes behind y'all. So that, you know, has been a revelation, you know, getting a job that allows that. I'm very happy. I'm sure there'll be some shit with the job, which is cool because, you know, not everything is perfect. But what I'm learning is in my career change, because I've completely changed careers, that a lot of the stuff that we do is so antiquated and a lot of these employers ain't really shit. They don't really care about you or your best interest. And sometimes they don't even realize it's to the detriment of them, like your bosses and stuff like that. They don't see the forest for the trees. And that's how I felt about my firm. So when you see a company like mine who's like, you know what? You can either use PC or Mac. We don't give a fuck what you use. Here's the programs. And it just works. It's something that I keep telling myself, like now that I work there, I'm like, shit, like I wasn't ready or prepared for this much type of like free, like freedom, if you want to call it that. But I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to, you know, abuse it, but I'm very happy at my current job, which is probably why I haven't, you know, had us podcast, because honestly, I've just been enjoying, you know, putting in my notice for leave for the last job and just enjoying my time. Q and I, like last night, we went out and hung out. And the reason why is I was like, oh, I got to go to work in the morning, but my job wasn't that stressful. Well, I couldn't show up drunk. Obviously, I didn't, but it was just dope to, you know, have a couple drinks. No, I had to go to work in the morning, but no, it's not going to be stressful. So very happy about that. That's the update on me. I didn't want to talk too long about it. I'm just excited. So hopefully y'all get more podcast episodes because I'm going to have a lot of shit for us to talk about when it comes to like social media, tech and stuff like that. In terms of the docket, ain't shit changed from 2022. We have obviously first 48. We got the news. We got unpopular opinions. And then we're going to get the fuck up out of here. We've clearly done the shooting the shit thing. So we might as well get into the first 48. That being said, Q, what is first 48 for the people who have never listened to the show, not a part of the show and all that?
All right. First 48, this is the second in our podcast, in which we, Greg usually reads, not usually, that's what he does. Greg.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, it has been a while. Greg, in this segment, Greg reads a weird crime story, usually from Florida, 95% from Florida. 3% from New Jersey. The other one percent.
The other
1% from Georgia or Texas, and then anywhere else. And we have to guess where in the first 48 that is, where the United States. Sometimes it's an international first 48. Where it happened.
Absolutely. So let's get right into it because I think these articles are some wild ones to start 2023. And shout out to y'all if, you know, it's been like the first couple weeks of 2023 and you keep signing shit with 2022. I'm doing it as well. So let's get into the first article. So first article for first 48, two men accidentally set themselves on fire trying to burn down an immigration center. So going to the article, it says,
what the hell?
It says, on Monday night, a Ring surveillance camera captured two men dressed in black with masks covering their faces walking up to immigration, agency. The two men proceeded to dump the accelerant or gas over the side of the building and park it in front, the parking lot in front of it. As one of the men continued to spread the fuel, a second one squatted over a puddle of the accelerant and tried to light it on fire. Now, anybody... that's some nigga shit right there.
That's white boy shit all day long. That's not even like, okay.
So I know I grill. I know Greg, you grill. Yep. And if it's not a gas grill, Greg, I know Greg, you have a propane grill. Like yep. That is an auto start. But if you got like charcoal, yep. I know sometimes you gotta throw a couple matches mm-hmm. in, like you build a charcoal. Come on, are you sick?
Yeah,
Jesus fucking Christ.
All I like, can
what,
say,
what
is
are we doing?
Like, fuck, what is you doing? Why are you so upset about these? Whatever. My vote is for motherfucking Alabama.
Shit. Okay, so Alabama for you.
Texas. It's got to be. It's Texas. Yes.
All right. Q, what you got?
Florida.
All right, so Florida and Texas.
It probably is Florida.
Well, unfortunately, y'all are 0-1 to start 2023. This happened in Bakersfield, California. So it says that...
What?
It says that the men... Yeah, so apparently the second man, squatted over the puddle of gas and then tried to light it on fire. The fire ignited violently and the man sprinted away with his leg on fire. The second man panicked and then fell down twice onto his friend who was set on fire. And both of them sprinted away from the scene of the crime. The man could be hurt.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
Wait a fucking minute. How is that possible? I'm gonna shut up now. God damn it, y'all stupid.
Yeah, it was definitely. But here's the thing. Here's the best part of this article. Actually, I'm gonna play this voicemail from this person, Justin Guy. Hopefully, it's a nice email or voicemail because you know how I operate. I will block the shit quick. But here we go.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys are still talking about this on your topic, but. I was thinking recently about how I always set resolutions and I never keep them because it's always like one thing and it doesn't matter. And then I was thinking recently beforehand, before the resolutions was like just doing better because as you get older, you want to do better. Then I was thinking, you know what the resolution is like not picking one thing. Pick a dozen things and do them all just a little bit gooder. I know that's not a word, but just a little bit more good. Than you were already doing it. That should be the resolution,
Yeah.
I'm fucking with that.
That's a good one. I like that. Shout out to Justin Guy. Yeah, just do shit gooder. That's my new resolution. just do shit gooder. That's the name of the show. Fucking do shit gooder. y'all got to remind me of it. Actually, let me see. Let me just go ahead and just name that the episode now. He threw me off with that one. I thought it was usually
I go ahead, January 1st. Not well, 12 o'clock January 1st. I'll go ahead. I'll go into a quiet place. I'm usually somewhere where it's loud mm-hmm. and I'm getting drunk or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll go pray and I'll be like, let me have a good fuck that. This year, first off, I had to leave my baby. On New Year's. So that was fucking horrible. Like, I hadn't seen my baby in almost 6 months. So I had to leave my baby girl. And then I couldn't focus on, like, what I'm going to do better. I'm focused on, like, what I'm doing right now. Like, it was literally like, bitch, just keep going. That's what my New Year's resolution has been. Like, bitch, keep going. Because we're not done. Yep. We can be tired all day long, but we're not done. But shout out to Justin. I have an instructor, and he says that is so ungood right now. Or he says that's gooder than what it's supposed to be. Like, I love it. So, shout out, Justin.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to, just do gooder. Or, I'm sorry, do shit gooder. Because, that's a good resolution. That's going to be my resolution from now on. Just do gooder. Fuck that. Yeah. Oh, you got another voicemail. Let's see what he got.
All right, so right now I just copyrighted the word gooder because I said gooder, ironically, I didn't realize you were going to take it as a cool thing. So now I have to own Gooder. I'm going to have to copyright that. We're going to have to start up a whole fucking YouTube channel for reaction videos called Gooder. And all right, we'll split it, but you got to let me in on it, man.
Yeah, we gotta figure some shit out. That's a good way to start the year.
That was a gooder one.
Some English teacher's gonna be an asshole and be like, yeah, it's not gooder, it's good. It's like, motherfucker, you do better er than.
So let me as an educator.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, let us speak. Shit.
Exactly.
Gooder.
Let us speak gooder.
We're not in a classroom right now. Yes, I am an educator. Yes, I am a student. But we're gonna do things gooder. God damn it. All right. Exactly.
I said what I said.
Exactly. And you better not change it. We're just doing gooder over here. Let me see. We got another voice from him, and then we'll get back to the first 48.
Chrissy. I'm hearing your story, and I'm telling you, that's exactly how I'm feeling. And we're in totally different boats, but as like poor Americans, we're in the same boat, and we're feeling the same way, dude. It was just like, keep rowing, keep motherfucking rowing, or keep bailing the water out of the boat. And dude, I respect you for doing that, because that is the hard part about being a human. White, black, Asian, whatever the fuck you want to get after. Dude, that is the hard part about being American, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm. Facts. True. All facts.
Yes. All facts. These is all facts. I promise you. I appreciate that though. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I need. I'm not saying I need validation, but I'm taking it any and everywhere it comes. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Facts. You see, you got one more and we're gonna get back to it.
Yeah, 1,000%, and this is not racist. I love Ebonics, and when I worked in Florida, it was a lot of that. And gooder would be a word that would be a company in the black community, and then the whites would steal it. So we're just gonna take it back first, make it a dictionary word. Let's lock this up right now. You guys can have all the credit, but this is happening.
Yeah, it has to happen now. That's my new motto now.
Jesus
Christ. Do shit gooder. Like, yeah, that is the name of the podcast. We are going to credit our guy Just a Guy, because I'm actually gonna name the episode Do Shit Gooder, and with the little dash, Just a Guy. Just a Guy. Unbelievable. So let's get to the next first 48 article. This one's interesting. It's not as fun as the first one, where, you know, people are actually, no, let me finish that article, because there was more and I needed to get this out because it makes the article. So it says that the man could be heard screaming as he ran into the night on fire. The owner of the business said that the immigration company told a local Fox News outlet that they help customers with the immigration process, right? But it says that a worker the next day said that the suspects apparently dropped their phones as they fled, and now they're in the hands of the authorities. So
what the hell? Oh
my
God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
that?
We are in 2023 and we're still acting like we're in 2016. We gotta do better. We have got to do gooder.
You heard it.
Got to do gooder. Let's see. So the next first 48 article, it says that woman says that she has no idea how a loaded gun with a scratched off serial number wound up in her purse as she entered a courthouse to support her boyfriend at his arraignment on gun charges.
No.
Wait. See, you know what?
Oh, no.
This is definitely Florida. This is Florida.
This is giving Florida. What is this?
Oh my!
What the fuck is going on now?
These first 48s to start 2023. If this is how 2023 is going to go, we might have something for the record books, because this shit is wild. It says that the woman entered court today. Held a pending dangerousness hearing on charges that she tried to bring a local gun into Superior Court this Monday. So following her arrest at one of the security cameras, the woman, Octavia Kelly, clearly she's black.
Because we knew she was black.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not Octavia Kelly. Come on.
Yep. So it says that she's in court for arraignment on charges of unlawful possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of ammunition, possession of a firearm with a defaced serial number, and unlawful possession of a loaded firearm. So, yeah, so her bail is set at $100,000 at her boyfriend's arraignment this morning on charges of unlawful. Damn, he had the same charges. Unlawful possession of a firearm, second offense, possession of a loaded firearm, and possession of a large capacity feeding device. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, right? It says that she was also charged with. Well, his name. It says that Morris.
A lot of motherfucking bullets. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see. And this is crazy. Now, everybody is probably going to be like, well, Greg, this might happen every once in a while. You never know what's in your purse and stuff, right? Let me explain to you what the district attorney, you know, put out as a letter. It says that Daniel Nucci said that at 9:55 a.m., today, the police and the Superior Court officers detained Kelly after courthouse security scanning devices detected a handgun among personal items that she placed on a conveyor belt. The gun was inside a clutch-style bag, which was placed inside a shoulder-style bag, a debit card and an EBT card. Damn. Both in Kelly's name.
We're living a life.
Oh, my God.
Out of here.
Now, here's the fucked up part about this whole thing. One, they were so petty to mention that she had a fucking EBT card and a debit card in the bag. Yep. But they said that the gun was inside a clutch. So, mind you, the gun was in a clutch. She knew that it was in there because she put that clutch inside a shoulder-style bag. I don't know how women operate, but I'm like, okay, if a woman has a clutch bag, she's going into, like, a courthouse, she's probably checking her bag before she go. Now, if that's her, like, her gun holder, like, her, you know, the, what do you call that shit? Like, how she holsters her gun, pretty much, right? Then more than likely, she knew it was in there. She probably saw that pink little bag or whatever that she had with the gun in it and decided, I'm going to go ahead and talk, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do this anyway, right? My issue is, she told the officers, I don't know anything about the gun in my bag.
Oh. I mean, you're not gonna just go ahead and determine yourself. It don't even matter if that shit is your home dude was bleeding. His shit was leaking. Do you hear me? Leaking. He had blood all over him. He said, I don't know whose blood that is.
Exactly. Like, but it's her purse. Her purse, and she like, I don't know who's at it. Nigga, it's your, come on, bro. Like, either way, guess the first 48 state where this woman went into a courthouse with a loaded gun and said that it wasn't hers after they found out.
Florida.
Cassini and some shit.
Now, again, would both of y'all be bothered if I told you this happened in Boston, Massachusetts?
I wouldn't be bothered. I'd be confused. Like, the what? That's us? I mean, that's not us. I mean, it is us, but it's I believe it.
Yeah. That shit was crazy. We got Chris. Welcome to 2023. Chris, I know, you know, she joined in. You missed out on...
Happy New Year.
So, we have made it known that our new motto is to do shit gooder. We had a person by the name of Just a Guy, and he just said, you know, his resolution was to just do shit gooder. So we all doing that this year. I'm going to find somebody who can do some merch for us so we can put that on a shirt because we do need some new merchandise, and I think that would be a damn good shirt. Just to wear that shit and say, just do good, you know, do shit gooder. I'm with that. And he actually left two voicemails. Let's see what he said before he left out.
Start the show as just being the gooder, but then make sure that on every listing there's a producer that is just a guy. Even though I'm not involved in it, the executive producer is always just a guy.
See? I like it.
Give me some.
Make it a thing, but like I'm the only motherfucker listening, and of course I gotta make it obvious. I'm the only white guy listening.
White guy.
So if you need impressions like Donald Trump, you know, like it's gonna be huge, it's gonna be the greatest thing, it's gonna be the best podcast. called The Gooder. Apparently, it's the best podcast. And then you just let me know. But I gotta be a part of this, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. We need him to come on the show for sure. Let's get through the rest of these first 48. Because a viral TikTok has gone around about an angry customer who jumped over the McDonald's counter and makes her own burger. So it says that the teenager was arrested after going viral on TikTok for screaming at McDonald's staff, then jumping over the counter to make her own burger. The 19-year-old, who has not publicly been named, was charged with disorderly behavior, property damage, and assault as a result of the incident. In the video, she was filmed hurling abuse at McDonald's employees before heading into the kitchen and preparing her own burger. "I will beat your ass up or I will leave," she shouted at staff in the video as she grabbed herself two drinks before looking inside a paper bag asking, "What's in that?" Yo, can you read this shit without laughing? Yo, what the fuck is going on? Ignoring the employees. What'd you say?
Was she on drugs?
No. You know how people have just been doing shit, like they go into like a restaurant or something and just like, I guess like you take too long and they decide they want to curse people out. Well, she took it the extra mile. So after she said, "I'll beat you up or I'll leave," you know, she went around the counter, went into the drinks. Cause you know, a lot of these like new restaurants, they keep the drink thing behind the counter and they make the drinks for you. She says, "What's in this paper bag?" Right. Ignoring the employee's request for her to leave, she later helped herself to a bottle of water before finally being detained by two cops. The police said in a statement around 10:35 p.m. on Thursday, December 29th, police were called into a fast food outlet after reports of a woman acting disorderly. It will be alleged a woman damaged the floor and threw a bottle of water at staff. The 19-year-old woman was from the northern suburbs and arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, behavior, and property damage and assault. Now, guess the first 48 state where they are going and jumping over fucking counters, stealing their own food from fast food restaurants.
That sounds like some decent shit. Georgia. I'm gonna go with, like, New York or some shit.
Georgia.
New York. New
Georgia.
York.
Georgia, New York.
That sounds like some decent shit, though. But it's New York.
You said DC shit?
Well, I said it's New York. It's New York.
You said New York. Well, I'm going to tell you, you were very close the first time because this happened in Baltimore, Maryland.
Nigga.
This, when you think about it, you're like, you know what? This is absolutely some Baltimore shit. That's absolutely some Baltimore shit. This is why people don't go to Baltimore.
I believe.
Yeah. How you threaten to do the shit they want you to do? What the fuck? Like, hey, either you give me what I want or I'll leave. It's like, well, you can leave. And then she's like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to make my own sandwich and get me a bottle of water. Like, exactly. Some wild shit. Let me see. Next first 48 article says that a couple was charged after kicking out their 85-year-old mother days before Christmas. So it says that the couple is facing elder abuse charges after they allegedly threatened and kicked an 85-year-old woman out of their home. Lila Harris was living with her daughter. Yeah, it's crazy. It says Lila Harris was living with her daughter and son-in-law, Donna and Michael Schmeck. Obviously, they white. And yeah, it says that the deputies told her.
They don't like they family.
Well, according to the article, it says that in an effort to ease the financial burden of the pandemic, living in the house, you know, would have caused. She told, you know, the deputies that she purchased a approximately $30,000 truck in her daughter's name. According to them, basically, like, they just pretty much kicked her out of the house after they stole her collection of silver coins and did not pay her, as well as they not pay the $30,000. So pretty much in efforts to stay with them, she, like, gave them a truck with the money that she had sold her house for, and then they kicked her out. So they got everything for free, and then they decided to kick her out. Guess the first 48 state where this shit happened.
I don't even know.
Pennsylvania.
That's a damn good guess. Q, what about you?
You know what? I'm sticking with my Florida thing. Florida, Florida, Florida.
Okay. Well, that works. Chrissy, what you got?
I don't even know. I'm gonna say something like Indiana or some shit. That sound right.
Okay. Well, again, I must have some good ones today. This happened in Cherokee County, Georgia. Now, I couldn't tell you what the fuck that is, but I'm going to just go with Georgia. It got to be at least 6 hours away from Atlanta because I don't know what the fuck Cherokee
County. Wait, Cherokee County. I think that's Marjorie Trailer Park Greens district. Well, go figure.
And that makes perfect. That makes perfect sense, Q. Let me see. Let's get to the next article. So, the burglars call 911 to get help moving the stuff out of the house.
Ooh, them niggas is high.
Two people were arrested after one of them made a 911 call to get help with moving their belongings from a home that they were burglarizing. Deputies responded to a home call on Saturday after 911 was called, but nobody spoke. So at the home, the deputies concluded that nobody lived there, but they found a male suspect and his girlfriend inside the home after entering through an unlocked door. Deputies had been searching for the male suspect after identifying him from security video as a burglar at a dollar store at a local store. I'm sorry, at a local town where several items were stolen early in the day. Wait a fucking minute. So they went and robbed. According to this article, they had just robbed a Dollar General earlier that day and then decided to steal from a home and then called 911. It says, while talking to deputies, the female suspect... Oh, this gets better. While talking to deputies, the female suspect told them that she had called 911 for the purpose of having law enforcement help them move their belongings from the house that they were burglarizing. They also wanted to get a ride to the airport so they could spend the weekend in New York. Motherfucker, guess the first 48 sleep.
Ain't no way. Them niggas was high.
North Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah, I'm gonna go with South Carolina.
Mm-mm-mm. Chris, what you got for first 48?
I'm gonna go with Texas.
Chris was the closest. This happened in Poinciana, Florida. I think that's how you say it. Poinciana? Yep.
Florida, Florida.
That's some Florida shit right there. They had to have been on meth or some type of shit.
My vote is meth. How high you gotta be to just burglarize some shit and then be like, hey, yo, we need help with moving.
We need help, though.
That's crazy.
But how do you do that? How do you just randomly, like, you know what? Yeah, we need y'all help moving shit. You call Ghostbusters. Don't call fucking 911. Let's move on. Last one. Oh, my God. So, man is arrested after being recognized wearing underwear as a mask after going in his neighborhood as a porch pirate. So, it says that the police department has arrested an alleged porch pirate with an unusual and questionably effective mask. The police department said they were made aware of the porch pirate on January 6th. So, this is fucking recent. This definitely happened over the weekend. So, it says that according to the police department, they were provided with surveillance images from Ring cameras of the suspect, and the flock safety system helped find the suspect's vehicle because he parked in their driveway. Unfucking believable. So, it says, according to the police department, they went to the suspect's house, knocked on the door, and saw the suspect. It says that he remained inside the home and would not talk to officers. According to the search warrant that was obtained and signed, after the warrant was signed, he exited the home. He was booked for 5 counts of larceny, KCSP, which is knowingly concealing stolen property, and grand larceny. Here's the kicker. If you're asking what style of underwear he wore, a thong.
I knew it was a thong.
Imagine being a porch pirate and fucking use like a thong of a thong, really? And they have photos of it and that video.
Thong.
Wait a minute, that's where you at with it.
Guess the first 48 state where porch pirates are wearing them thongs.
Know what? Florida.
We're going with Florida.
Florida.
All the way.
Yeah. Okay, y'all are going with Florida. Chris, you going with Florida too? You're going to go with the trifecta? I'm going to vote for Chris. I'm going to say Florida too. But again, y'all would be wrong. Florida has actually been behaving in 2023. This happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, well, okay. All right, that's believable. A state that
I don't even fucking think. I don't even think about Tulsa, nobody Oklahoma thinks about at Oklahoma. All.
Not a soul.
That's like the that and like Iowa are like the forgotten states to me. So there's that. That's first 48 to start the year, boy. Yeah, we started with a doozy. That was some wild shit. But I still can't get over the fact that them niggas really set themselves on fire.
I was just thinking about that. Well, I'm like, these niggas are setting motherfuckers out. They are set, all because they so upset about some immigrants that set the goddamn office on fire or set themselves on fire. That's crazy.
Set themselves on fire and then lock the phone. Like, you ain't think, like, hey, you know what? Like, when you get back to the car, you're like, yo, I got to call somebody. Wait, where the fuck? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, it probably got burnt. Because you know they probably thought that. It was like, you know what? It probably burnt in the fire. Like, no, nigga, like, iPhones don't burn like that. Like,
first
they
of all,
definitely...
I didn't know you were supposed to take your phone to an arson. I thought that was something that you travel as light as possible. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong. I mean, I've never set anything on fire actively, so there's that.
Yep.
But shit.
Yeah, it was crazy to me, but here we are. All right, so let's get into the news real quick, and we'll get out of here. We'll make just a short episode to start the year. Let me just start by saying Elon Musk is a piece of dog shit. He banned my account for 8 hours because I said that he was an asshole for raising the Twitter Blue price. When I signed up for Twitter Blue, it was $2. It went from $2 to $4, from $4 to $7. He is trying to charge people $11 for Twitter Blue. Now, somebody would be like, well, Greg, why? No, exactly. So Twitter Blue is essentially a way to use Twitter more effectively. So you can, you know, your tweets get prioritized so people see it in your notifications. Good for somebody who's a content creator or people who just want their tweets to be seen. You get less ads because apparently now Twitter is just like full of ads. I don't know why, but it is. And there's other little like features to Twitter. Like you can send larger videos and photos and stuff, which is, it's a dope notion to have. The issue is Elon runs Twitter and he's, oh, and you can edit tweets. That's the biggest thing. So you can edit tweets. So up to like 3 minutes, say for example, you go and you sent a tweet.
Up to 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Damn, they done changed that. Well, I don't think it's still worth it, but either way, they've completely ruined Twitter by raising that price of Twitter Blue on top of adding space. You know, the spaces stuff that was supposed to be nice, he ruined that. Elon Musk is just ruining my favorite social media platform. So now I've started to go to TikTok and just watch twerkers and people just do absolutely dumb shit. But I will say I'm thoroughly entertained by TikTok, so it is that. Next article. TikTok. Yeah. Next article. I don't know how y'all feel about this. I know I used to, but I had to stop sharing my Netflix password. But apparently in 2023, they are going to get rid of that altogether. So if you're still using your ex-boo's Netflix password, Netflix is coming after y'all ass. It says that 100 million viewers watched the service using passwords borrowed from friends or family members. And while the service historically has looked the other way, they are preparing to roll out measures to shut the practice down completely. They said that they are considering customer backlash when it began to end password sharing. The company is saying that they are doing a gradual reduction in password sharing to test the waters. They are also adding pay-per-view content to its catalog, which would make users wary of sharing their passwords or for fear of running up their bill. Now, what this means for you. Say, for example, I give Q and Chrissy and Chris my Netflix password, right? What they're doing is, say if you want to watch, like, you know, what's a Netflix thing? I think they done fucking cancel all the good shit. I can't even tell you what's
Jimmy
on
Georgia.
But say, say that show, right? It's been free on Netflix the entire time. Well, now Netflix wants to charge $2.99. So if you pay for it, it's $2.99 because it's under your Wi-Fi. Like, it'll know that you're in a different location. But then when I'm at my house, it's $2.99. If Chris is using it, it's $2.99. So they're going to start piecemealing Netflix, even though you already pay for the service, now you have to pay for individual shows within the service.
Kind of like
$2.99 every time.
Yep.
Just like Prime.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yep.
Damn, they just
and that's
don't
why Prime don't get used by me.
Yeah, they don't want us watching TV.
How is that legal, though?
What you mean it's not? Well, it is. At this point, it is. I mean, it's their service. They make the terms and conditions, and it's the fine print that we click past. Niggas ain't reading that shit.
Yep, I know.
It's about as legal as they wanted to be, but like at this point, just like I can't remember what it was, but it was that Indian guy that was like, "We gonna go ahead and we gonna like basically make you pay for the internet." Like, and I'm talking about, I'm not talking about just the like your service. I'm talking about like your Google, your internet browsers or whatever. And there was something I can't remember what it is.
Are we already there, low key?
Yeah, we already there, but they did this. They did this like 3-4 years ago. Like he was lobbying for this shit. Like, yes, we need to make it's basically like making the internet a free market, which I get it. Like, it's capitalism, but basically like making it so that it protects the businesses so that they can go ahead and they can charge us like this. Like, that's why it was so many people that decided that they didn't want to have cable anymore. So they ended up. That's why they went ahead and switched over to streaming services. Well, in the same breath that they went ahead and switched over to all these streaming services, that's when everything...
Like, and now you're paying the same price.
Yes, you pay... Yep. And everything is itemized. So at this point, what the fuck? I may as well just have cable.
Well, that's what I had as an issue today. I was talking to my coworkers, and they were like, they're so happy that they cut the cable. You know, they cut the cord and everything, which I would love to cut the cord. I personally still have Fios because... For me, it's just one cohesive thing. Now, somebody be like, it's expensive. It is. It's fucking expensive. But when I was looking at the prices for certain stuff, I thought that like YouTube TV was still $35. That shit is $75 now. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to pay $75 for crazy. Less channels. Yeah. I couldn't justify it. But they're like, well, Greg, if you cancel Fios, you're paying like a fraction of what you pay. Because I pay like four Fios, but I have every fucking channel, every premium, every regular channel, at live TV, DVR, all that stuff. And obviously,
and internet doesn't is, you like know, encompassing Netflix that. Come with that? Netflix comes with that, right?
Yeah. So you factor in all that. Now, mind you, the price for them, they might go up $10, $15, knock on wood. But I'd rather pay that and have all of my services all, you know, in one bundle versus going and saying, you know what, I'm going to pay YouTube TV $74. And the reason why I say that is because I was using DirecTV Now when it first came out. It was like $25 a month. That shit is $119. And that shit came out 4 years ago. They just continue to raise the prices because they're like, hey, you know, even though it is a streaming service, they have to have contracts with, what do you call them, with like actual cable companies. Like I'm sorry, not cable companies, but like networks. So in order to keep getting Fox and getting ABC and like NBC and all these channels, they got to pay those providers. Versus cable, they already got the contract. You're like, hey, you pay this fucking price and they gonna do that. So I just personally, I'm not trying to get a whole bunch of different streaming services because I did the math today and I was like, all right, if I pay for Netflix, Prime, Hulu, what's the other one? DirecTV, Stream and all that other shit, it ends up being roughly about like $170. I just can't justify the price at all. But if somebody else does that, you know, be my guest. The alternative that I tell people is I use IPTV. I just get my fucking like channels for free. Q will tell you every sports channel on planet Earth, I got that. And I ain't paying more than what, $15 a month? I think it's worthwhile. But it's up to y'all. You know, if you want to know, you can, you know, follow us on social media and I'll tell you all about it. But let's move on. So I wanted to ask this originally to Iris because I know she likes to travel, right? But there's a Meta employee, you know, Meta's Facebook. They paid $300,000 for a cruise ship condo so they can work from home while traveling. Now, this is a new thing that's going around now. People, you know, that are able to have like remote jobs, they want a place to stay and kind of like, have a centralized hub. But you can't be like, all right, I'm going to go to Dubai 1 week and I'm going to go to Mexico another week. Now what cruise ships are doing is they're selling their like rooms as condos. And this person paid $300,000 for a condo on a cruise ship that will sail the world. So it's the ship itself is called the MV Narrative and it will set sail in 2025 with permanent residences now starting at $1 million, which essentially there's going to be a whole bunch of like rich creatives and people who just honestly don't want to live anywhere. Instead of buying a home, you just buy a condo on a cruise ship and you can just honestly sail the world and travel, see things all from a cruise ship. It comes with, what is it? The 237 square foot. So in my personal opinion, that's probably like a studio apartment, maybe, or maybe less.
It's a closet.
That's a closet, right? So, yeah, that, what, 230? Yeah, that's really small, right? So it says they promise to let guests live permanently at sea at a price. The permanent 237 square foot studio went on the market this year for $1 million a room. So I guess the guy who bought it for $300,000, he was forward thinking and got it for cheap, right? So it says the guy Wells from San Diego said that he was enticed by the opportunity to see the world while maintaining some semblance of a routine that would allow him to continue working. And the 12-year lease put a cap on the price tag for the soon-to-be digital nomad. The thing that excites me the most is that I don't have to upend my daily routine in order to go see the world. I'm going from this model where you go somewhere, you pack a bag, you get on a flight, you rent a room, to now my condo, my gym, my doctor's, dentist, all of my grocery stores travel the world with me. Now, I don't know if there's grocery stores on cruise ships. I would get tired of eating that same shit and seeing a whole bunch of different people. Like, when I say seeing a bunch of different people, you don't know who these motherfuckers are. And you just that weirdo that's just on every crew. Like, it just looked a little bit weird for me. But I thought that was interesting. I thought I was going to ask Iris, like, is that something that she would do? Would she, like, buy a condo on a cruise ship so she could see the world? How do y'all feel? Would y'all do that shit? Well, let's not all speak at once. Y'all there? Oh, I think everybody's still muted.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I said, hell yeah, I'd be down to do that shit. I'm trying to see the world. Like, but the fact that I don't even mind that it's on water, like that it's on a ship. And I mean, if I had the money, yes, I'd do it. I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good opportunity.
Like,
to live on a cruise ship? Quentin,
don't think I'm not forgetting.
To live on a cruise ship.
As long as my condo looks like a condo, I'm okay with it. Don't let it know nothing where it's like it's at like a carnival cruise ship. No, I need space. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta be
it has to be luxury, right?
Luxury.
For sure.
Ultra luxury. Like everything absolutely gold plated and everything. Like something like that.
Well, speaking on, like, I guess, like, trips. So, what Iris was doing when she was in Mexico, they're calling it now something completely different. So, you know, just working remotely, they're calling it now hush trips. So, hush trips are, you know, according to this article from Travel New York, they are the new work and travel trend. Basically, it's an ever-evolving change in the way that companies do business. Excuse me, basically allowing people to work from anywhere. The term is, I guess, according to them, allowing people to, in pre-pandemic times, employers have felt inclined to inform supervisors of travel plans. However, as workplace norms got their overdue reevaluation, so has customers' needs of giving employees more information than necessary. And thus, the hush trip was born. According to Seaboarding Group, a hush trip is defined as a trip an employee takes that overlaps with working hours where they don't inform their company, where they are working from or where, you know, I'm sorry, and they leave some time left over to do some exploring. In other words, when they're done with their work, they just go. In its most transparent form, the hush trip is considered a workation, although the latter term typically involves more communication and coordination with your place of employment. That said, whatever you decide to call it, these travel concepts are called bleisures at their best. Okay, now, the reason why that was hard to read for me is because these are the whitest fucking words I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard of someone just taking the word leisure and adding a B on it as if, like, they're gang members and shit. Like, just call it leisure, bro. Like, a workation that would... Yeah, even hush trip, just say you, like, either take the time off if you have the time off, or say you're working remotely. Like, I understand some companies would kind of frown on you being like, oh, I'm on a beach doing work. But why the fuck can't you do that? If people can do it at like Starbucks and shit like that, then why can't you? I thought it was personally bullshit, but I wanted to just bring that up as well. Let me see.
Nah, when I first heard you say hush trips, I'm thinking, oh, these is the side bitches getting like draining these niggas for whatever they got. That's what I'm thinking. But it really, and after you explain it to me, like, it still sounds like that to me.
Yep.
It still sort of sounds like that. I mean, you get paid and you get to go like out of town and you're not telling, or you don't have to tell your job, like, you going out of town or whatever the case may be. And you said that the job is paying for this?
Yeah, apparently they're paying for it. Like, jobs are allowing you to have these hush trips. But it's like, is it a hush trip if, like if you tell your boss, like, straight up, like, hey, I'm just going to be available. Like, I don't want to take PTO, but I will work on my vacation. So would you mind if I'm on a beach? Like, if people who are taking those type of, like, jobs where they're on these video calls and shit like that, I'm more than sure, like, their job is flexible enough to know when they're on vacation, right?
Look,
so why would they even...
Why not? I mean, I wouldn't want to work while I'm on vacation, but if at this point you can work anywhere, like people can be remote anywhere, so it don't really matter. Especially like if you got a job that like literally is on the internet. At this point, I don't even need to tell you about the country, bro. Like, only reason why I need to tell you about the country is because I don't got no service. That's it.
Exactly. Well. The next article up, which is ironic, women by the name of Karen is dying out because women are decided to legally change their names in order to escape the negative connotation. According to the article from Baller. Exactly. So, but trust me, there's a part two to this. I was going to wrap the show up with this, but you know, I might as well do it in sequence. So it says, according to Urban Dictionary, we already know what the word Karen is. So, small business owner Karen Taylor has revealed that she no longer chooses to be addressed by her legal name. As someone named Karen, when you go home and turn on the TV or go on the internet, you are likely seeing your name being misused. You walk around with a tag that says racist. Nevertheless, Taylor decided to change her name to a different one with a different origin. She is now in the process of making her new legal name permanent. It took me a couple of sleepless weeks to decide what I wanted to change my name to. Karen is a great name, and being forced to give up your name, the first thing your parents gave you, is a big deal, right? So, I don't feel bad for you having to change your name for Karen. Like, I honestly don't. And the reason why is because of the following article, which you'll find very funny. There's a restaurant that has gone viral called Karen's Diner. So it's a viral restaurant chain that prides itself on rude service, and it's been accused of going too far after touching one customer's food. The restaurant, again, is called Karen's Diner, and they have restaurants across Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. And they promise great burgers and rude service, which they see staffs say whatever they want to customers with hilarious results, a.k.a. you go into a restaurant and your server is essentially being a Karen to you intentionally, right? But one video taken in the Australian branch has gone a little bit too far after going viral after one of the members of the staff touched some of the customer's food before eating it themselves and then giving the cameraman the finger.
Oh.
Yeah, this happened.
Yeah, this happened. Yeah, you're not finna touch my food. Yeah. I mean, yeah,
don't touch my food.
And I'm not finna pay you to insult me. Bitch, you crazy.
Exactly. I was just a little bit confused by it, but that was something that happened, again, with Karen's. This one, what should we touch on? We don't need to touch on the Gen Z gadget thing. We can leave that alone. I'm going to wait to get more information about the Mexico shutdown. I think that's important, but I'll wait until next week to do that one. This is one that I definitely want to get y'all opinions on, is Gabrielle Union. So she has a comment that says that she felt entitled to cheat on her first husband because she made more money.
Well, hey, Gabrielle Union, Brian.
Yeah. it sparked outrage. it sparked outrage. So according the actual quote that she said was, in our first marriage, neither one of us felt like the marriage should get in the way of our dating. A part of it was keeping up with his activities, and I was like, oh, that's what you're doing? Oh, you're going to feel this one. She went on to explain that she felt justified in cheating at the time, saying, I just felt entitled to it as well. I was paying the bills. I was working my ass off. I felt like that's what comes, the spoils of riches. I want y'all to take the floor on that one, because Q, where was Q at? I know he has an opinion on this one.
And Chris,
I'm at a loss for words. Like, for what? I thought the whole thing of marriage, unless you specifically, unless it's specifically specified by both parties that this is an open marriage. What happens if
you're yeah, here.
I can hear you, Chris. You're here.
Yeah, we
can. So basically what we're talking, because you froze for a second. Basically what we're talking about is Gabrielle Union and her quote. She said that, you know, pretty much she felt entitled to cheat because she was paying the bills and she was working her ass off. So it was the spoil of riches. And, you know, Q was going into it. I don't really have an opinion on it because I feel like this is like the energy that's being given now. It's like the same shit maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, women be like, oh, well, men are oversharing how they cheat and they do this and do that. Now women are doing the exact same shit. And we just looking at it like, but wait, so I guess if men do it, it's like the end of the fucking world. But then y'all doing the shit now too. So it's like nobody's better than the other one. But y'all like y'all publicizing the shit. In my personal opinion, it just seems stupid. But I don't know. I just wanted to get y'all opinion or take on that.
Well, my personal. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, my bad. I was just going to say, like, when it came to that, once again, I feel like celebrities are oversharing in things that we just didn't ask for. And we knew that she, sorry, Hazel going crazy, but we knew that she had already cheated on her husband. She had already said that. But the exact reasoning behind it was like, okay, now you're just doing that to start controversy and attention. But I mean,
exactly.
In one way, I mean, I understand where she's coming from because in so many ways, the financially more stable person usually has the upper hand. But I feel like to voice that is kind of like narcissistic.
Yeah, and that's how I felt it as well. And I hate to be that guy, but like, I feel like Gabrielle Union, like she's like a serial oversharer, like. Information that we didn't need, like, she gonna give us that shit, and it's like, bro, like you again, like I don't know if that sounds like an asshole, it makes me sound like a bad guy, but it's like
I don't know,
even if a guy,
who's worse? Because both of them, I just hear things that I feel like I just didn't need to know.
You said Gabrielle, and who was the other person?
Jada.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like
who?
And somebody, Jada Pinkett. Or Jada Smith, whatever she wants to go by.
Jada more so. I feel like Jada more so than Gabrielle Union. When I don't really hear much about Gabrielle Union, to be honest. Maybe it's my ears to the wrong part of the ground, but like I don't really hear much as far as she goes. And I don't really mind when she speaks because I like her. But also, I mean, yeah, this probably is one of those oversharing moments. At the same time, like somebody asked her, like it wasn't, that was something that was prompted. It wasn't, she just didn't come out of the sky and be like, yeah, I cheated on my first husband because I felt like entitled to. But it's just, and for her, to be honest, in my personal opinion, if I'm going to cheat on my husband, first of all, if I feel like I'm taking care of you, and I'm not talking about like on some partnership type shit, I'm talking about like I'm carrying you. If I feel like I'm carrying you, oh my nigga, you about to do what I say. Period. Like, exactly. I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds wrong. Just do what I say. Like, just make my life easier because at this point, I'm busting my ass to do what it is that I need to do, and you're in the way. If you're not going to help me do what I need, or you're not going to help, you're in the way, period. Now, as far as, like, I mean, it's not even to say, like, you know, it's not to say that she was right. Like, that's not to say that, but it is to say, like, you feel your feelings are valid. Like, her feelings are valid. If she felt like he wasn't pulling his weight, because it's couples that can make money. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's couples where they have uneven income, and you have, somebody, you know, somebody's making more money than the other. And sometimes, you know, okay, all right, if the woman is making, it's ways for them to go ahead and kind of make up for the fact that they're not making as much money as the other spouse is. And that's where, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that this nigga was lacking something. He was not doing something. He was, to be honest, he was riding the wave. Like, he was riding away. I mean, I would never, like, sign off on no shit like that. I would never. But then again, I would never sign off on financially holding down no guy. That's just me. That's me. That's my personal feels. Like, I would not. I'm not going to financially hold you down. No, I'm not going to sign on no car. No, I'm not. No, I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's not
it. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I feel like the exact same thing. Like, if I know that I'm getting with you and you are kind of like a deadbeat to begin with, I'm like, nah, it's going to be my way. Like, it just has to be. Because I'm signing up for it. But yeah, you signing up for this shit as well. So whatever happened to you, like, it's happening as a consequence of your actions. And I know that sounds like fucked up, but it just has to work that way. So hopefully I'm giving like balance to it as well, because somebody's going to listen to the show and I'm like, well, dang, like, Chrissy's a woman. So she says that, what if, you know, dudes did that? I'm like, honestly, dudes probably do that shit. But the thing is, it's, I won't say it's not publicized, but the way we go about it as men is a little bit different. Like, the shit's sneaky versus a woman telling you straight out, like, hey, you know what? If you a deadbeat, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do. And either you can stay or you can leave. There's no ultimatum given for men, because the ultimatum is like, if you find out, then you can make your choice from there versus letting them make the choice knowing that.
That's always been a low hum in the background, though. Like, niggas gonna do what they want, period. Especially if they taking care of a female. Like, so sorry to go here, but you know, this is where you come in with a whole patriarchal society. Like, you gonna do, like, men have always dictated, like, the relationship, like, how far you go in a relationship, whether or not they get married or not, or whatever the case may be. Like, they've always dictated the relationship. So yes, that kind of was the I'm gonna do what I wanna do in the background. Like, whether you approve of it or not, it doesn't matter. I'm taking care of you. So get right or get left. Like, it really doesn't matter. But when a woman goes ahead and she's vocalizing it, especially if, and I didn't watch the interview, I didn't read the article, or whatever the case may be, she was prompted. That shit didn't just come out of nowhere. But, like, she was prompted. Somebody asked her that question. So if she, you know, she asked the question, I have no reason to fake the funk about shit. I'm going to tell y'all what it is. I'm going to tell y'all how it is. And why it's that way. Like, I don't know. I can respect her for being honest. I mean, maybe I wouldn't have gone about it that way. Like, I would not have.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't have did it. Or better yet, I probably wouldn't have been in that relationship. Because again, my nigga, you are the weak tip on the mama cat. Get away. Like, we need to do something about this. Exactly. Like, you the anchor that's drowning me. Like, no. And it didn't sound like he was giving her anything. Because if that was the case, she wouldn't have remarried.
Bingo. Well, with that being said, let's get into the unpopular opinions of the week. I know Q probably has a few. He already told me last week he was going to have one. So, Q, what is your unpopular opinion of the week?
Oh, boy. Here we go. My unpopular opinion is corporations suck. And corporations suck. Corporations that are supposed to serve, that are here to serve kids, but really they're just out for their bottom line. Y'all need to go to fucking hell. I'm so serious. This is somewhat a true story of what I'm going through right now in my place of employment. This particular employer that I work for is supposed to be one of the leading child care, organizations, whatever. Like, however, but there are some things that sometimes, and especially when you're working in schools that are low income, that are high poverty, sometimes you just gotta bite it on the chin. and just do what's right for kids. That's my mantra. Those of you who have been listening to the show over the past 4.5 years that we've been recording, good God, we're almost at 5 years recording this podcast. But you've always heard me say, and you know that my number one thing is we need to do what's right for kids. Do what's right for kids. And I have a severe problem when you claim, and I'm making air quotes as I said that, when you claim to want to do what's right for kids, but yet everything is about the almighty dollar. Yes, I understand. This is a business. This is a business. And yes, and when you're in business, you know, your number one goal in business is to make money. But don't get upset and don't try to do things that undermine your employees because you're not making a profit off of it. I have a problem with that. When you go into business serving children and providing a service, which we know in terms of out of school time, after school, one is at times inaccessible for those at the lower end of the economic scale. If you want more information on that, read a thread that I posted yesterday on my Twitter feed. Yeah, I know you want to know my Twitter feed, find it in the show notes. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that because I chose this career of mine knowing I'm not going to get rich. I just want to be able to live comfortably. And now that and because I have children, to be able to afford to give my kids a good life and get them, take care of their needs and provide for some of their wants, right? So, fuck corporations. Fuck y'all. Y'all full of shit. That's my unpopular opinion for this week.
I felt that.
Word.
So I'm going to go next, I guess, since, it's a pause. It's an uncomfortable pregnant pause. So anywho, y'all know I'm in the military and everything. And this actually probably is more of a popular opinion, but it is popular among military culture. However, outside of military culture is where, look, everybody's like, boo, tomato, tomato, tomato. So I recently just went through a height and weight. And I'm 62 inches, which is 5'2", and I'm 180 pounds. Now, that sounds like I'm fat. However, Greg can tell you I'm not fat. Greg can tell you I'm not fat. I just have a lot of hips. Now, the Army has said I am fat. They're like, you 40 pounds overweight, and you are, 6% over in your body fat percentage. First of all, I'm gonna just say, like, BMI indexes, that's they're trash as far as I'm concerned. Like, that's my unpopular opinion. I don't care how, and this is for the people that are health fanatics. I'm not over here being sloppy or fat or anything like that. Like, I'm not over here being lazy. I'm over here working my ass off, trying to make sure that I'm within, the standard. I'm working my ass off, making sure that I'm eating right, making sure I'm hungry. My nigga, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten in like 4 months. And when I say I haven't eaten, I mean like I haven't like just indulged in the food that I want to eat. When I say that it's not only is it pressurized for women in the military to go ahead and like have to literally be a certain way, be a certain weight. But it's also like first of all, they get these kids when they're young and they come in. And of course, like, yes, they 19, 20 or whatever. And you 19, 20. Everybody got a banging ass body when they're 19, 20. So when you, you know, you'd have been raised up in the military culture and you're like, hey, this is what, you know, this is what the standard is or whatever. So now you get these people who can regurgitate what they feel like you should be doing. And I get that I should be able to, stay within the standard, but it's become very, very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. It's just stressful. Like, it's very stressful trying to maintain my weight, trying to eat properly, maintain my weight, exercise, and then still have to go to class. Like, now, so what they've done, they put me on, they call it remediation. It's fat PT, basically. Mm. So I have to go to PT. Not fat PT. That's what it is. It's fat PT. Like, they put all the fat people on this particular program. And it's like, it makes you feel some type of way. Like, I know I'm not fat. I'm small. Like, I'm not the smallest thing in this bitch, but I'm small. I'm pretty, you know, pretty. I think I'm a nice ass. So in either case, like, the shit, it doesn't do anything for your self-esteem as a woman. And it doesn't do anything, like, it doesn't make you feel empowered or anything like that. Like, the only thing that you can do is literally comply. So when I pass the fuck out on a treadmill or in the middle of a PT test, that's what the fuck happened. I'm going to be waiting on my med board, y'all. So, unpopular opinion, Lord. Fuck these motherfucking military standards. Them motherfuckers is crazy. They need to go back and they need to reevaluate that, especially for women that's had children. Especially because I didn't have any issues losing weight before I had my baby. All of a sudden, my hormones is like, bitch, we in this bitch, we partying. Like, they doing what they want to do. So, it is what it is. It is what it is. That's but that's my popular opinion.
Yeah.
Unpopular.
Mine is off the charts, so I'm going to be quick about it. I'm going to just start it by saying hashtag white people shit. I sat over the holidays and I decided to get on Netflix, and there was this fucking show called The Volcano, something about a place in Hawaii called Wakari, right? So long story less long, white people go on vacation to Hawaii. And even though you're supposed to stay on a resort, you're supposed to stay in the area that you're supposed to be in, white people like to explore other people's shit. They don't go to their own places and explore shit. They go elsewhere and just do shit they have no business doing. So the island of Wakari pretty much told them that, you know, there's a live volcano about an hour and a half away. You're not supposed to go over there. We tell people not to go over there, but sometimes people just go over there when it's not active, right? Now, they said that it was supposed to, it is active every 3 years, right? So the last couple times that it went out was 2010, 2013, 2016. Now, if you're about to ask me, I'm going to give you the answer. Yes, these white people went in 2019. Yes, these white people decided that they wanted to go at its active point. Now, some of them didn't make it back because, spoiler alert, some of the dummies died. Now, I don't want to call dead people dummies, but if we're just going to be completely honest here, this is peak white people shit. The tour guides told them, we don't take tours over there because it's a live volcano. On the thing on Netflix itself, the local people said, do not go over there because there's no point of going over there because there's no communication from us to a volcano. So if something happened to your ass over there, the only persons or people that would know would be you and whoever took you over there. Now, anybody who's ever been on vacation knows that there's two type of people who take excursions. Now, they're the people who go to the excursions either through like a cruise ship or whenever they travel online, you know, they looked online for excursion, something like that. And then there's the people who go and just find the excursion when they get there. Now, I'm only talking about the latter, the people who just go on a trip, like say if you go to Mexico or even this place, you know, Wakari, Hawaii. What happens is these white people went to a whole bunch of people who told them no, and they paid one person who said, I'll do it, with the caveat of, I'm not getting off the boat. The guy told them he's not getting off the boat, and if people don't want to get off the boat, that's fine. He will show them around the volcano, but naturally, white people do what white people do, and they decide to get off, right? So they get off the boat. Not only do they get off, they walk up and are taking photos of the live volcano. Now, you'll be like, once you see the live, you know, the volcano erupting and being what it does, you know, earth things like happen, tornadoes, you know, earthquakes and stuff like that. But volcanoes, you kind of know what you're getting, right? Here's what really pissed me off, and when I said it was white people shit, right? They're taking photos of the volcano, and people will tell you who've ever been on live volcanoes, when, you know, not live volcanoes, but any volcano. They say the volcano isn't what kills you. You're already dead by then. It's the steam from the fucking volcano. So, according to the documentary, the steam at the point where some of these people died was about 200 degrees Fahrenheit. 200 degrees. So imagine you preheat your oven. It's about the same equivalent of you sitting, like putting yourself in your oven on preset, like, you know, just preheating your oven. That's just steam, not actual flames, not, you know, milk, you know, lava and shit. Just the steam killed 22 of these people.
And the chemicals.
Yes. Which is crazy. I'm not the biggest science guy in the world, but what I do know is live volcanoes, I just don't do. Now, my mom, when I talked to her about it, she's like, oh, I've been on, you know, live volcanoes. I'm like, no, mom, you've gone to like a either previously erupted volcano or one that is like, there's like grades when it comes to volcanoes. But, you know, my mom, you know, kind of crazy. So I just let her believe in the shit that she thinks she believe. I just told her, mom, there's no fucking way you walked up on a live volcano. One, you black. And two, nobody with any type of common sense is walking up to a live volcano. I'm going to land by saying this. I was really entertained by this documentary for two reasons. One, I'm black and seeing white people do dumb shit that has a end result of being like, not death, but just being like a lesson was learned. Then yeah, I'm with it, right? It's like, all right, cool. Y'all learned a lesson. We learned a lesson. We know not to go over there, right? Which brings me to point number two. This happened, again, 2019. Documentary came out 2022, at the end of 2022. Guess where the family went in 2022 after the volcano, basically the town, had banned everybody from going to said volcano because their family died in 2019. The family went back and planted a flag.
No.
At the live volcano. I said, okay, so, like, you know, like, in classrooms and stuff, the teachers, like, what did we learn today? I literally told my father-in-law, and my father-in-law, white. I told him, I was like, yo, like, this is some white people shit. I had to explain to my father-in-law exactly what white people shit is. I told him the equivalent of, like, everything that you could think of that is white people shit, without being disrespectful, because I'm like, Bruce Willis movies. Impossible white man, like action movies where, like John Wick, for a perfect example. John Wick's the, like, the ultimate impossible white man. That's white people shit. Tom Cruise, he literally does movies, like, he does his own stunts and shit. He hung out of a fucking airplane while it was taking off. He climbed the tallest building in Dubai barefoot with no gloves or no fucking, like, you know, suspension type of gear. None of that shit. Again, white people shit. But I had to explain to him this documentary because he was with all that. And, you know, he was agreeing that, you know, some of that shit was ridiculous. But I was like, I don't understand how you think that's ridiculous. But you don't think that this shit is, because these are just regular ass people who were warned and then warned again. Then they were told no. And they continued to go. But then when you see the live eruption, one, the son, he lost some of his family members because they were such, I guess they were in awe of the molten lava and the steam and stuff like that. What he did was he ran, and he had two options. He could either run to the airplane or run and jump into the water, you know, into the ocean, right? The ocean saved him because, according to the documentary, the fucking steam from the actual volcano itself melted the fucking airplane. So he would die going towards the airplane. Exactly. It was that fucking hot. The steam melted the fucking airplane. So what he did was, when he got out of the water, because that protected him, he said he was going to go and look for survivors. Now, yes, there were a few survivors. some that actually made it to the water and it got to, like, you know, when you go to a beach, you're right there on the edge of the water, so you're not that far into it and everything. The difference is when the volcano actually erupted, obviously that stuff is like sprouting everywhere and it lands occasionally in the water. So these people were in the water for roughly, I think they said it was like maybe like 10, I think he said like 10 minutes that this whole thing was erupting. So people are like trying to hold their oxygen underwater and then coming up and then going back under and stuff like that. But there was this one particular couple. And I'll end by saying this. This couple just got married. They just got married. They're on their honeymoon. And you know how some white people, I hate to sound disrespectful about it, but they're like thrill seekers. So they go and do like the most outrageous shit. They did this. And I felt so bad for them because the husband and wife, they went and you know how white people dress when they go on vacation. They legs showing, their feet showing, and you know, they don't wear like pants or, you know, like they're going on vacation as if like they really about to jump in the water. My issue is you're going up to a fucking volcano. Dude had on a tank top, like looked like swim trunks and the thong sandals, right? So his wife had on like a sheer top and everything, because they showed photos of them before. According to him in the documentary, he reached into the boat when they actually got out of the water and stuff. And the guy who was like ushering the boat or like driving the boat said that his fucking first layer of skin on his body when he reached to grab him just peeled off of his skin. Man. As he was trying to reach him to grab him into the boat. At that point, I said, you know what? I can't do this shit. So to leave by saying my unpopular opinion is this. When you're warned, you know, when you're warned about certain things from locals, just don't do it. And this doesn't have to be just a vacation thing. And I know sometimes people like go against their intuition and stuff like that. Some things are just common sense. Me, you're never going to see me jump out of an airplane. You're never going to see me bungee jump because I think of the worst case scenario. And the reason why I say that is I haven't seen it happen. But the thing is, if I haven't seen it happen, I'm imagining me being the person that the shit happens to. And it's a weird way of thinking, but I just see that shit is there's no positives to this. I don't see myself going whitewater rafting. And the reason why is I just personally think like it's a little bit outrageous. I can't swim. So why the fuck would I want to go whitewater rafting? So there's that. Right. Going to a volcano sounds a little bit ridiculous to me. So my unpopular opinion is this. We as black people aren't telling white people not to have fun and be adventurous. We're just saying there's certain shit that y'all do that we can't do. Because we think about what the worst case scenario would be if we did it. And I'll close again by just saying this. In this documentary, there are no black people. So again, I just wanted to clarify that. Because again, my father-in-law, he asked. He was like, well, you know, this could have happened to anybody. And I was like, Dad, like there's no black person. There's no brown person. The brown people of the land told them no. And they said, nah, fuck it, we're going to do it on our own. So play stupid games, win stupid prizes. But again, I think the documentary is called like The Volcano Something Something Wakari. It's on Netflix. I highly suggest y'all check it out. It was a really entertaining thing, but I felt so bad because it's like in my head, I'm like, yo, this is the whitest shit I've ever seen. It was really entertaining. But then to find out at the end of the documentary, like, yo, like y'all went back 3 years later, kind of like mocking the volcano. Like, yo, like y'all can't do it again. But the thing is, in the documentary, when they said it, they're like, yo, we've shut down that island. You can't get to that island. There is nobody that's going to take you to that island. And they still managed to find somebody to take them to the island, which is like, and then you plant a flag. That is the most cultural appropriate. Like, that's the whitest shit ever. Like, you go back to something that literally lets you live, and you're like, you know what? Like, I'll take the hint. You know, they planted you planted a flag. Either way, I think I'm done. That's my unpopular opinion. I know I talk too much about it, but I really want people, before y'all cancel y'all Netflix accounts, please, I implore you, go see that goddamn documentary. My mom watched it. She was entertained. The, you know, in-laws, they were entertained. And I'm not the best judge of, like, streaming services and their shows and stuff like that. But that one, please mark it on your list. Watch that shit before you watch Wednesday and all of other crazy ass shows, because I was thoroughly entertained by it. Again, peak white people shit. I'm going to do what I got, just a guy said, and, you know, just do shit gooder. I wish that they would have done shit gooder. I'm going to do shit gooder. I'm sure Chrissy's going to do it. Q's definitely going to do it. Nike said just do it, but we just saying just do shit gooder, because that's the resolution for 2023. I've been Greg. I want to let them know where y'all on, you know, where you are on social media, if they want to follow you, if you want them to follow you, and we're going to get up out of here. So, Chrissy, what about you?
Chris, what happened?
Do you want, like, your social media? Do you have, like, any social media that
follow? Oh, she did that on Instagram, and I'd rather not say on Twitter, and Chrissy Barbie on Facebook. So follow me, do what you gotta do. I'm funny as fuck in real life too, y'all. So go ahead and do that. I really am.
She ain't lying. She ain't lying. Q, what about you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Censored. You can find me on that other god awful social media platform, Instagram, at Censored. Basically, Censored.
Yeah, he's censoring himself in 2023. Y'all can follow the podcast at Why Be Bothered. You can follow us on Instagram at Young Black Pod. You can follow me if you wish on social media. I'll allow you to find me, because I'm not going to type it out. But it's like, what is this? Al Sharp Tongue on Twitter. Instagram is not for people to follow me, so y'all can stop trying. There are right now 68 people who've been trying to follow me, and y'all going to sit right where y'all at. Thank y'all for listening, and we will see you on the next episode. Peace, y'all.
Bye.
See y'all tomorrow.
Peace. Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.